أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya thar Allah wa ibn thar wal-witra al-mawtur. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. عليكم جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار.
Previously, we were talking about this phrase, السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Peace be unto you and unto the spirits who descended in your courtyard. We concluded in the previous program that since the verse of the Quran says ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ, we made the body another creation, the soul and the body are not of two different kinds, they're not two different things, they're the same thing, but the soul has a higher quality and the body is serving as a lower manifestation of the spirit. But some other commentators of this sacred ziyarah have given the possibility that arwah in this phrase, وَعَلَى الْأَرْوَاحِ الَّتِي, and unto the spirits mentioned in this phrase, refers to the angels who live around the radiant rawdah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Explaining the reality of angels, we have this sentence in Tafsir Majma'ul Bayan saying, and the angels are spiritual entities and that they were created from rih. We should note, however, that the words like ar-rih and nur must not quickly transport us to their material extensions. Words, as has been established in its own place, have been coined for the spirits of their meanings. Although this issue could be discussed, but these terms have a subtler meaning, the discussion of which, of course, is beyond the scope of this discussion. One should, however, at least understand that they do not necessarily refer to the wind that we can feel, the wind which is blowing, or the physical light that we can vision. According to some authoritative scholars, these spiritual entities are the highest of the classes of the angels. And we have so many traditions, ample traditions, that explicitly mention the existence of so many angels in the proximity and neighborhood of the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that could be brought up as a proof for this matter. That As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwahi allati hallat bifinaik, unto those spirits that descended in your courtyard, this arwah is referring to those angels.
على البكاء في معتم الحسين مظلوم كربلاء.
Ziyarat-e Ashura was made public and taught to us by Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, who was taught the ziyarat by his father and his father and his father, and directly by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad's word comes directly from God. It is impossible to comprehend and grasp the greatness of Ziyarat-e Ashura and the position and status of Ahl-e Bayt. Hence, whatever I say about this ziyarat is like taking a few drops from a vast ocean. The benefits of Ziyarat-e Ashura for the one who recites it regularly are countless. It opens the doors of mercy, uncountable blessings, forgiveness of past sins, wealth, health. It fulfills all your worldly desires. Not only that, it becomes a cause of forgiveness of your sins. I started reciting Ziyarat-e Ashura about 4 years ago, and I have felt a tremendous change in my life, my career, education, home life, every aspect of it flourished. I have only seen success. It takes away pain, drives away poverty, improves all relations with people, and raises one's status in this life and the hereafter as well. Even after death, the reciter is visited by our holy Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the grave, and he turns the reciter's grave into a garden of paradise and provides him or her with 1,000 angels at their beck and call. It only takes about 15 minutes to complete the ziyarat. There is no obligation of time. You can recite it after any obligatory prayer. There is also a mention of reciting Dua al-Qama after the ziyarat. If you have time, you can recite it. We must all recite ziyarat daily and reap its benefits.
عين الطالب بدم المقتول بكربلاء حي على الهزاسين.
It is reported from Abi Abdullah Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who is reported to have said, visit al-Husayn even if it is once a year. زور الحسين ولو كل سنة. For whosoever comes to him with knowledge of his station and not a non-believer would not be given other than paradise, and he would be bestowed with extensive sustenance, and Allah would quickly relieve him from his problems. And in the most interesting part of this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ بِقَبْرِ الْحُسَيْنِ بْنَ عَلِيٍّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ 4,000 ملك كلهم يبكونه ويشيعون من زاره إلى أهله. Indeed, Allah has entrusted 4,000 angels on the grave of Hussein, all of who weep for him, and they accompany the visitors of his grave till they return to their families. فإن مرض عدوه, if the visitor gets sick, those angels visit him. وَإِن مَاتَ شَهِدُوا جَنَازَتَهُ بِالِاسْتِغْفَارِ لَهُ وَالتَّرَحُّمِ عَلَيْهِ. And if he dies, maybe on the way back home, they witness his bier, his coffin, and seek for his forgiveness and mercy. So, salam, when we say assalamu alayka wa ala al-arwahi allati, could be expressed for these spirits who accompany the grave of Hussein alayhi salam. In another ziyarah of bidding farewell to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we explicitly send our salams to the angels. When we say assalamu alaykum ya malaikata rabbi al-muqimin fi hadha al-haram, peace be unto you, O angels of my Lord who are inhabiting this sanctuary. So the most probable meaning of arwah refers to the companions, but there is no harm if we intend the angels too. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Husayn and other infallible imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعين نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكي ككل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم